El Cajon Rental Spotlight, Granite Hills and Surrounds. First, the neighborhood read. Granite Hills is our favorite pocket in El Cajon, and here's why. Crime data puts Granite Hills at roughly 26.4 incidents per 1,000 residents annually, violent crime around 3.5, property crime around 18.3 per 1,000. That's meaningfully calmer than central El Cajon. The vibe is quiet and residential, a mix of single-family homes and low-rise complexes with a genuinely suburban feel. The people here skew families and working adults with household incomes a bit above the El Cajon citywide median. Residents say it's calm, close to schools and shopping. The gripes are summer heat, some traffic on main streets, and housing costs running higher than more central El Cajon. Honest trade-offs. Now the rentals and your dream scenario is a house or ADU with a garage for that classic truck. On Granite Hills Drive itself, Cobblestone Park Apartment sits at 1535 Granite Hills Drive, but Google reviewers give it only 1.8 stars across 10 reviews, so approach with caution. The stronger apartment option in this zip is Park Point Apartments at 2450 Hilton Head Place, rated 4.4 stars across 405 reviews. Solid. For specific units, live right now via Rentcast. 480 Jamacha Road, apartment 27, $2,100 per month, 2-bed/2-bath, about 913 square feet. That's below Zillow's typical rent of $2,275 for El Cajon, good value. 390 North 1st Street, unit 9, $2,500 per month, 2-bed/2-bath. 11,511 Fury Lane, unit 28, $2,695 per month, 2-bed/2-bath, roughly 852 square feet. And 11,380 Via Rancho San Diego, unit J, a townhouse at $2,875 per month, 2-bed/2-bath, about 1,246 square feet, the most space of the bunch. Note, realtor, Com doesn't publish rent data for El Cajon. It's a smaller city, so Zillow's $2,275 typical rent is your market anchor. Tap below to see current photos and availability.